Okay, welcome here to our pre-show. This is the 27th. And we continue with A Basket of Butner with Bobby and Steve, which I think, I don't think we haven't done a Bobby, Steve, Dooley, Butner Lake week in a long time. And I think it's about time. I think it's about God ding dang time. testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So yeah, I'm, you know, we're just kind of getting things organized here, man. I got a spot to do that's due by an audition that's due by tomorrow. I was talking to my good friend David Katz. David is now, he was at one time he was my agent. He is in New York. He still does agenting. He represents Elvis Duran and a few other cats. But David was called me to say, hey, congratulations for the Radio Hall of Fame thing. He said, I went to Chicago. I was looking for the Radio Hall of Fame. And he said there was a wall of fame that they took down. It's not there. He said, so you might ask them where it is. I said, I will, man. But he's going to go for the thing in September. David will be there. It'll be at the Omni in Nashville. They had it in New York last year. I don't know if they had it in Chicago, but fitting for me that it's in Nashville. And by that I mean what does that got to do with the Phil Hendry? You know, nothing. But anyway, I haven't hung out in Nashville very much. I plan on going to Memphis in maybe I'm going to do a show in Memphis, a live show in Memphis in November. And I'm talking to some really great people about that. But and Memphis is one of those towns that I always, when I grew up, that was the town that I always heard about. If you were a rock and roll fan, you always heard about Memphis. You heard about Booker T and the MGs. You heard about Rufus Thomas. You heard about the Memphis Horns. You heard about everybody that did anything having to do with blues or soul music recorded at one time in Memphis. So that's a town I've never been to Memphis. Never. I've heard about it. I've down through the years heard about Memphis, but I've never been there. Now, Nashville, I've driven through a few times. I don't think I've ever stopped and hung out in Nashville. I think I stayed, I think back when I was dating Yvonne, I think we stayed at the Opryland Hotel on our way south to Miami. We were going down from the Twin Cities, driving down to Miami, which was fun. That was a fun little kind of experience. but this will be my first time in Nashville, really kind of staying and, you know, checking it out. I don't know where the Omni is. But David said he'll be there. I'm very happy to know that. You know, there's some people. I got some people to thank. I said, you're going to be one of them. So I can tell you who I'm going to thank. Well, I better not. Knowing you guys, you're going to squeal it. But I've got some people I'm going to thank. To me, that's the whole point of having a, if you're going to do an acceptance speech, excuse me. That's the whole point, is thanking, is saying, well, here are the people that helped me, you know. Because otherwise, why are you standing there? What are you going to tell people? How fucking cool you are? They already know how cool you are. They heard your show. If you got to stand there and tell people how cool you are, then maybe your show ain't that good. Let me see here, man. I don't mean to sound snippy, but I guess I do in some ways. So the only thing you can do with an acceptance speech, you know, thanking people for an award you're getting is to thank the people that helped you get to where you were. Otherwise, all you're doing is standing there talking a whole bunch of bullshit about how cool you are. And like I said, they can listen to your show and they can figure that out for themselves. Okay. Today, we are doing another A Basket of Butner. We got Bobby doing this. This is a really cool show. This is from, let me see, where is this fucking thing from? Oh, you motherfucker, Hendry. What did you do? What did you do, Phil? Did you not? Oh, you son of a bitch. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Ah, finally found it. So this is from 2020, August of 2020. Bobby and Steve Dooley report on their final night at Butner Lake. And frankly, I think this is from actually before that. I think this is from 2019. And what is this? PSP Classic Hour from 2005. Pastor William Rennick is hosting a Thanksgiving triathlon where poor and starving families compete in a series of events. Herb Sewell is at Joyful Union Church playing bingo and talking about boycotting Aruba. Whatever. All right, man. This is Bobby and Steve Dooley reporting on their final night at Butner Lake on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're going to have Bobby. Ah, shit. Is Bobby going to introduce this? Yes, she is. I think she is, yes. I'm sure she is. Okay. Bobby?
Yes, I'm right here.
All right. I will start off with the promo, and then I'll throw it to you, Booby, or Boobabay.
The name's Bobby, Phil. Thank you. Yeah, hi, Phil. The name is Bobby Dooley.
Got it.